We have got new book, The First Step in God Realization. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
First invocation. Om.
Om.
Namo.
Namo.
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati.
Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Om.
Om.
Namo.
Namo.
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati.
Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Om.
Om.
Namo.
Namo.
Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Text 1. Sri Suka Uvacha.
Sri
Suka Uvacha.
Sri Suka Uvacha.
Bariyan.
Bariyan.
Isha.
Isha.
Ti.
Ti.
Prasana.
Prasana.
Kritu.
Kritu.
Luka.
Luka.
Hitam. Nipa.
Nipa.
Atmavit.
Atmavit.
Sammataha.
Sammataha.
Pungsham.
Pungsham.
Srutubhya.
Srutubhya.
Dishu.
Dishu.
Jah.
Jah.
Paraha.
Paraha.
Sri Suka Uvacha.
Sri Suka Uvacha.
Bariyan.
Bariyan.
Esa.
Esa.
Te.
Te.
Prashna. Pito, Luka, Hitam, Nipa, Atmavit, Sammata, Pungsham, Srutubhya, Dishu, Jah, Paraha, Sri Suka Uvacha, Bariyan, Isa, Te, Prasna, Krita, Luka, Hitam, Nipa, Atmavit, Sammata, Pungsham, Srutubhya, Dishu, Ja, Paraha. Recite independently. Om Namo Bhagavate.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Suka Uvacha. Bariyan Esa Te Prasna. Krito Loka Hitam Nipa. Atmavit Sammataha. Pungsham. Srutubhya Dishu.
Very good. All right, again.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Suka Uvacha. Bariyan Esa Te Prasna. Krito Loka Hitam Nipa. Atmavit Sammataha. Pungsham. Srutubhya Dishu.
This last line, it is Srutubhya Dishuja Param. Like Dishu, short. Srutubhya Dishuja Param. So this Bhagavad verse says, if it is chanted with little tune, then it is very nice. The tune should be like this. Bariyani sati prasna pito loka hitam nipa atpavi sammato pamsham sutubba disuja param, like that. Yes. Try to hear and varyane sati prashna.
Varyane sati prashna.
Krito loka hitam nipa.
Krito loka hitam nipa.
Atavi sammato pungsam.
Atavi sammato pungsam.
Srotavya disuja param. Varyan esati prashnam.
Varyan esati prashnam.
Krito loka hitam nipa.
Krito loka hitam nipa.
Atavi sammato pungsam.
Atavi sammato pungsam.
Srotavya disuja param.
Srotavya disuja param.
Varyan esati prashnam.
Varyan esati prashnam.
Krito loka hitam nipa.
Krito loka hitam nipa.
Atmavi sammato pungsam.
Atmavi sammato pungsam.
Srotavya disuja param.
Srotavya disuja param.
Om namo te, om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Varyan sisuko vacha. Na si suko vacha. Varyane sati prasna.
Varyane sati prasna.
Krito loka hitam param.
Nipa. Krito
loka hitam nipa.
Krito loka hitam nipa.
Atavi sammato pungsam.
Atavi sammato pungsam.
Sutopya disuja param. Now chant independently.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Shri Surya Avakasha. Varyane sati prasana. Krito loka hitam nipa. Atmavi samata pungsam. Srotavya disuja param.
Again.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Very good. So, read the translation.
First with the invocation.
Yeah.
Translation. O my Lord, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Vasudevaya means the Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. As by chanting the name of Krishna, Vasudeva, one can achieve all the good results of charity, austerity and penances. So by the chanting of this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it is to be understood that the author or the speaker or any one of the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the principles of creation are described, and as such, the first canto can be called creation.
So this Om means addressing the Lord. And the all the Vedic mantras, they are addressing. How are this Hare Krishna mantra, Maha mantra, that is also addressing. Hare, Hare addressing the energy of the Lord. Hara. The energy is Hara, Radha, Sita. So, when a female is addressed, it is like Hare, Late, Sita, Radhe. So Hare means addressing first of all the energy. The impersonal is there, do not know this. This addressing, first of all, Krishna's energy. We, Gaudiya Vaishnava, we don't worship Krishna alone. He called Vasudev. No. We must worship Krishna along with his energy. Just like Krishna Arjuna. Krishna and Arjuna. Arjuna is also energy, living entity. And Krishna, Radha Krishna, his internal energy and marginal energy. So Krishna means with his energy. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. This Bhagavati means full of energy. I have several times explained, Bhagavan, Bhaga means opulence, and Bhan means one who possesses Bhagavan. That is the meaning of word Bhagavan. So when this Bhagavan word is addressed, it is addressed as Bhagavati. This, the word is Bhagavat, Bhagavat Sabda. Of course, these are grammatical arrangements. But this prefix is there when it is meant. Sanskrit, every word, every syllable has got meaning. That is Sanskrit language. It is not like that beauty but beauty put. No. If you say beauty but, then you must say beauty put. But in English, beauty but beauty put. So in Sanskrit language, you cannot do like that. If you have to follow the rules, then the same rule will go on. So Bhagavate address, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya, this is the form of fourth form of the sabda. Sound, vibration, fourth form. Just like Krishnaya. When I offer something, Krishnaya, Vishnavi, similarly Bhagavati, Vasudevaya. So, the beginning is, Srimad Bhagavatam means Krishna. It cannot be otherwise. This is Krishna Katha. The Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna Katha. Katha means words. So Krishna, words spoken by Krishna, that is Bhagavad Gita. And words spoken about Krishna, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Or about Krishna's devotees, that is Bhagavatam. So Bhagavata, there are two kinds of Bhagavatam. One, this book Bhagavatam. And another, the person Bhagavatam, the devotee, he is also Bhagavatam. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that Bhagavata Parogya Bhagavata Sthane. You should go and read Srimad Bhagavatam from the Bhagavatam, person Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you will misunderstand. Bhagavata Parogya Bhagavata Sthane. One big poet, he composed some songs when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at Puri, and many people used to come and see him because in those days there were many scholars, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also a very great scholar. So they used to compose and come to see him, and they would get some applause. But they, before seeing him, the rule was that it must be passed through his secretary, Sarup Damodar. Sarup Damodar was Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary. So unless something is passed through Sarup Damodar, nobody can directly approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one learned scholar, he composed some poetries, and he wanted the poetries to be heard by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Swarup Damodar, he knew that this man is mundane, what he will write. So he was avoiding. All right, we shall see later on. But when he insisted, and one of his uncle, he was amongst the associates of Lord Chaitanya, so he also requested Swarup Damodar that this boy has come so long, if you kindly hear. So because he requested Vaishnava, so Swarup Damodar agreed to hear, but he pointed out his all faults and he chastised him that you don't write poetry in this way. You first of all read Bhagavata from the Bhagavata, then try to write. So that you will find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he advised that go and read Bhagavatam from Bhagavatam, then try to write. Recently, one gentleman from India, he is a man of very good position, ICS, the old ICS, the British ICS, Indian Civil Service, they are the topmost service. So he sent me one translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So perhaps you know, so I rejected it. I said, no, this cannot be published. There are so many anomalies. And so his daughter is here in Los Angeles. So she came with her husband and took back. So we do not publish anything which is not approved by the acharyas. We are not like ordinary press that anything and anything will come and we shall publish. No, that is not our business. It must be approved as we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. No mental concoction. We don't allow any mental concoction. It must be approved by the acharya, disciple, succession, then it is nice. So, the next verse, all right, this verse today, we shall discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Chant.